What made you come over to here from North Maine?
Well, we had seen this piece of ground. It certainly wasn't the house. And it was the ground, because it was an acre at that time. And it just seemed to be so peaceful and quiet and calm. And we had Rick, my oldest son at that time, and thought, well, wouldn't this be a nice spot to live? And, of course, Gordon was working at Shell.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seemed like a logical step at the time. We were younger and foolisher, because we thought we'd rebuild this house, and we've been rebuilding it ever since for 30 years.
Well, this house is still the original house, is it?
Well, no, this is all new. Oh. There's very, very little of the original left, but yeah, it is the original sort of shell that we worked from and away from. And we've been happy here, so have the boys.
Yeah.
They grew up here. Bruce, you know, my youngest son, he only moved out to Coquitlam last year. He spent his whole life here.
Really?
And Rick still lives in Burnaby, right, in Kentwood, so.
Well, certainly some old timers that still live here. A chap across the road on the corner next to the hotel, the old hotel are here, and then the house next to it. He's lived here, like, in that house and then the one, I guess, that was just down here all his life. He was born in the one just over here.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's still living in that house there.
All kinds of people in Burnaby have lived here, like, either all their lives or a good portion of their lives, or have lived here and went away and have come back here.
Right.
Just nice and comfortable. I like Burnaby.
Yeah. What do you like about Burnaby?
Well, I don't know. I guess I like it because it isn't exactly Vancouver. It's still got a little bit of urbanism to it, but it's I guess it's just a comfortable home. I can remember the old days when it was little bits of, well, you can't really call them farms, but little holdings where people did have a cow or a couple of cows or a horse or chickens, and their trees and their big gardens. Just pleasant, close to everything. You know, if you want to see anything in the city, you're minutes away. In fact, from here, you can walk out the door and get a bus over to Metrotown, or to Brentwood, or to the Kootenay Loop. I mean, you can go practically anywhere on a bus from here. Mm-hmm. Very unusual.
Mm-hmm. And have the country.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But we notice a difference now when we go into the malls and so on, because of people moving out from Vancouver, like, it's more crowded, becoming more Vancouverish, if I can use that. Mm-hmm.
Well, the lot sizes are bigger in Burnaby.
Absolutely.
Most of Vancouver lots are 33-foot lots.
That's right.
60s, 50 and 60-foot lots.
That's right.
Yeah. Less dense.
And there's still a lot of empty land in Burnaby.
Well, you're the whole of that Central Valley, I mean.
That's right. And isn't that nice when you go down there?
Mm-hmm.
You go down by Still Creek and Burnaby Lake, even down the golf course here.
Right. Well, yeah, there's
lovely. Wonderful. All around, you go up the university, look at all the empty land.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Don Brown about it. You can still walk from Burrard Inlet to New Westminster without going on a road.
That's right.
Burnaby.
That's right.
You know, you can still do it by trail.
That's right.
You know. So he was showing me a map. The city had brought out quite a thick book of all the different Burnaby trails, and I said, well, they should publish it as maybe a heritage project.
You know. It would be a marvelous idea, because a lot of the newcomers to Burnaby have no idea of the history of Burnaby. They don't even know that Burnaby has a history sort of thing. It's a suburb. It's like moving to Carisdale or whatever else, and they don't realize that at all. When we first came here, we used to go down off the Barnett Highway, and you could get down to the beach where they have the Barnett Marine Park now. Mm-hmm. Well, just a little bit on the Vancouver side, there was the beach there. Nobody went there. Mm-hmm. We could spend a whole afternoon, because it wasn't a designated beach at that time.
Uh-huh.
And we would take the boys down and maybe take hot dogs and a thermos and have a most wonderful time. Not another soul. And you could see the boats coming in and look across to Port Moody.
Uh-huh.
And then even in later years, there might be maybe half a dozen people all told on this huge, long stretch of beach. And there's bricks in my yard that I hauled up from that beach, shells, rocks.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine having a whole beach to yourself?
Right. In
front of me.
In Burnaby.
Yeah.
We had a dog one time. A big lab. He was a lab and Malamute mixed together. And he could read your mind if you just looked at him. He knew what I bought him when he was big for a fellow. And I says, well, how do I do? He says, you talk to him, he understands what you're talking about. And he can practically read your mind. He would do anything you want him to do. And he would. He was absolutely obedient, wasn't he? So we took him down, and he was a real tough dog. He'd run the streets in the East End from the time he was a little dog, looked after himself. We went down to that same beach, and down a man came down with one of those German guard dogs.
Doberman.
And our dog was kind of just sitting, laying there. And he came down, he had the dog running loose. And I said to him, you better put a leash on your dog. Why is that? I said, my dog might not like him. He was coming down. Well, that's all right. So I said, and he stood up and he said, well, I guess I better. He put his leash on and waited. But this was a large dog. He was a big dog. But he was a wonderful dog. I bring it up because we had many fond memories of that dog, didn't we?
And then on the beach, there were some derelict fish boats, because some of the people who lived, like at Cask Camp and along there, had old boats that they used to go crabbing or fishing, and then, I don't know, through the years, maybe the fishermen died or whatever. Anyway, there were about three of them when we first started going down there. And I guess as they gradually disintegrated and washed out with the tide, there was one left. And then one day we went down and it had all been bulldozed and cleaned away. The end of that. But there was a brick kiln down on that beach.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Not a kiln.
And
a burner.
Burner.
A brick burner. They logged. Did you know much about the Hornet Beach?
Not a lot. So you could go ahead.
There was a concrete pad down there, a working area, and where they used to powder lumber. It's still there. Concrete or what's there a few years ago. And they had one of the beehive burners made of brick.
Oh, yeah.
And they did all the logging on the. From all that area.
Would this be the Kapoor Mill?
I imagine it would be.
Yeah.
I guess probably.
And right beside it, there were houses, and there was a store down there with a post office. As you go down to Texaco, you know, take that little curvy road down there?
Yeah, yeah.
One of those buildings was a store and a post office.
So, if you go down that curvy road, at the very end of it is like a shipwrecking yard or something, isn't it? Like a shipbreakers or something?
Maybe we're looking at another one.
I'm thinking of the one that's up, where would it be now?
Capitol Hill?
Behind Capitol Hill.
No, that's a different one. That's still in operation. I don't really know what that is. I think they do boat repairs down there too, don't they? Shipbreaking,
But this one's further along this way.
This one, you go down to the Barnett Highway, directly north, and turn right and go along until there was a sign leading down to Texaco, Buckpine down there.
Oh, right.
That's where that was.
And that's where the post office and...
Yes, and that's where the mill was at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Kay used to like bricks. We brought home lots and lots of bricks from there.
From the burner?
Yeah. It was all crumbling down.
Yeah. Was there still people living down there at that time?
Yep. There was people living in houses down there.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of that little road.
And they called that Cask Camp, didn't they?
Cask Camp is just about half a mile before, up on the bluff there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that actually serviced the big mill.
Mm-hmm.
And they took all the, because they were the trees, this was a logging road at one time.
Right.
We had stumps at the back, great cedar stumps, big around this.
That's
in the back part there one time.
Oh,
and there was a giant stump down the street.
Oh.